Why you're actually not as busy as you think you are. Laura Vondekam's new book, Off the Clock, suggests that we can eliminate many of our seemingly obligatory daily tasks without fear of repercussion. For example, you don't necessarily have to work through lunch or fold your kids' laundry neatly in their drawers. Other experts say it's important to at least identify the tasks you find draining and see if you can simply stop doing them. Often, Laura Vondekam will reply to an email after what feels like an uncomfortably long time. In return, she'll receive a message saying, "Thank you for the swift response." Vondekam describes this reoccurring experience in her new book, Off the Clock, to illustrate how most people don't notice all the ways you're supposedly disappointing them. For the record, I've emailed Vondekam multiple times, and she typically replies the same day. The lesson here is that most of your must-do activities aren't actually must-dos. You can give yourself a lot more leeway with them sometimes. You can even eliminate them, and you and the rest of the world will be fine. Vondekam calls this challenging your stories about how you should spend your time. One example: no one here takes a lunch break, so I can't. This is the kind of story that, as Vondekam puts it, falls apart under cross-examination. Unless you are physically chained to your desk, you can probably walk outside for some fresh air. Will your boss fire you, demote you, or even reprimand you for being gone for 20 minutes? I don't know your boss, but I'm guessing not. Similarly, Vondekam proposes that putting away family members' laundered clothes neatly in their drawers isn't something you absolutely need to do. Can your kids put away their own laundry? What would happen if the laundry never got put away neatly? Would your kids be scarred for life? I don't know your kids, but I'm guessing not. In other words, Vondekam is holding you at least partly accountable for feeling busy and overwhelmed. If we establish that the world won't explode if you take a lunch break and or stop folding the laundry, then it's really just the fear of sitting with your own discomfort that's holding you back. Even at work, you can probably cut some of your less rewarding tasks from your schedule. Vondekam's observations remind me of advice shared by the Stanford professors who wrote the book Designing Your Life. One of those professors, Dave Evans, previously told me about a woman who kept a log of all the work activities that gave her energy and drained it. When the woman shared the log with a colleague, the colleague asked her why she didn't simply stop doing the draining tasks. So she did. Apparently, none of her other coworkers noticed that she'd cut out half her previous responsibilities, and she was much happier. To be sure, it's not always so easy to eliminate tasks you don't like, particularly at work. But there's a chance that if you simply identify the tasks that aren't working for you, you will in fact be able to limit the time you spend on them. Vondekam writes, "Everyone lives in his or her own little world, thinking their deficits occupy more space than they do in everyone else's minds. If you can shake off these delusions, you might find yourself happier and freer to do the stuff that really matters to you."